Hey.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. And that is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you as we launch into the first hour of the live Saturday edition. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features on the site for free. So do enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. We start things out by going to a guest. His name is Jim Babka, and he's the president of DownsizeDC.org. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yeah, it's great to be here. Thank you.
Well, it's always good to have you on the program. Now, Jim, we're being told that apparently you are on a cell phone with a low battery, so at any moment things might cut out and go away. And so just wanted to warn our listeners.
We have a backup cell phone with a low battery as well. So we're
excellent. It's good to know that you're prepared.
We are prepared.
So what's the latest with DownsizeDC.org? What's going on these days over there?
Well, you know, we've decided that we needed to get into the healthcare issue. We see this, you know, obviously there's a lot of presidential candidates putting forth their plans, and it really does seem highly probable that in 2009 we could be staring right down the barrel of a gun. Socialized medicine could be coming to the United States of America.
Yuck.
And we're concerned about this. We're concerned about this because we believe this matters to us personally. This matters to our families and our friends. This is an issue that's going to hit all of us. And so we have begun speaking out and speaking up now, trying to get it, raise awareness as much as possible to help people understand that there is a right way to go about providing health insurance and health care for people in this country, and socialized medicine is not the answer.
No, only certainly if you really want to wait in line a long time and get inferior quality service and be liable to be just left out without the operation you need to save your life.
Yeah, and that makes a huge difference. You know, our system, Mark, is basically half socialized. About half of the dollars, the healthcare dollars spent in this country, go through the federal government or the state governments. And there are other countries that are fully socialized. And if you look at the amount of time that they have to wait for surgical procedures, you see the various countries are fully socialized, being somewhere in the 25, 26, 28% range, waiting more than 4 months to get get surgery on average, whereas here in the United States, it's less than 5% that wait. They have to wait 4 months. So by being only half socialized, we have about an 80% improvement on waiting lists.
Mm.
And so, for us, we just stop and say, okay, well, wait a minute. Why isn't someone asking the obvious question, or at least obvious to us? What if we reduced the amount of socialism that we had in our system? What if we reduced the amount of government involvement? Could we improve some of these numbers?
Yeah, it wouldn't bother me at all to see doctors out there, you know, advertising their services in order to get people in their doors. I mean, the way they all these dollars are thrown by the federal government. They don't really have to.
No, they don't. And you know, the problem is that people really don't deal with their doctors anymore. Doctors deal with insurance companies and the government. And it's even the insurance companies, the governments that are responsible for this, because it's set up a system where employers are the ones that get the tax break for providing the health insurance. So you as an individual, it's hard for you to get that if you're if you're employed by somebody or whatever. You have to be self-employed to be able to get some benefit from it. And so with that situation, you have insurance companies being the ones that make all the deals and the negotiations. And, of course, you know, they're large bureaucracies, lots of paperwork that moves through them, and there's a lot of added expense. It strikes us as odd also that if you look at, like, the computer industry, where, you know, the computer capacity, the memory and the speed and everything keeps increasing, but the price keeps decreasing. And we find this in virtually every other field except those fields that government regulates, and one of those fields is healthcare.
It's really absolutely amazing. And so what are you guys up to over there right now? You've got a new campaign in regards to this?
We do have a new campaign, and we've been trying to, and these messages that I'm referring to are on our blog, give people the data and show them, you know, what's wrong with socialized medicine, but we haven't stopped by saying what's wrong. We've begun to suggest what could be done right. And the very first thing that we suggested, we kind of look at it as an 80-20 type of solution. It's the 20% that would make 80% of the difference, is if Congress would pass a law allowing us to have unlimited tax-deductible health savings accounts. I happen to be a health savings account customer myself.
As am I.
We're limited each year as to how much we can put in there,
really?
And get a tax break for a family. It's just a little over $5,000 a year. You should be allowed to put as much as you want in there and be able to provide for your own benefits. But there's a numerous benefits to this. The one that jumps out the most to me is that people, and we just got through talking about price, people, once they have these health savings accounts and they know they can, if they can keep the money, they can kind of rob the insurance company, as we put it. If they can keep that money and have it accumulating interest in an account of their own, they tend to be very careful how they spend it. Right now, Cadillac health insurance plans basically operate in a very bizarre fashion. Imagine a car policy, for example, that covered every fuel visit and oil change and all the regular maintenance that you do on your car. It wouldn't take too long before the services would have to be rationed and you'd have a copay at the pump and so forth. It just wouldn't work. And we all understand that, but we don't seem to quite make the connection when it comes to our health care. And these health savings plans, they provide, they provide insurance you can buy, but your deductible is much, much higher. That money's covered by the money that you're setting aside every month in an account tax-free and earning interest on. And so it can accumulate and build and really become something of a nest egg. You could pass it on to your heirs even. And we're suggesting that if Congress made these unlimited tax deductible, and that lots of people would get in them, and they begin paying attention to their price, and doctors would begin dealing with their patients again, and we would see prices come down while service continue to expand.
So you're asking people to go to downsizedc.org, and I believe this is the second issue down from the top of the page. You're asking people to go and send a message to their congresspeople through your system in support of this concept, right?
Yeah, ask for unlimited tax-deductible savings accounts. The system's very easy to use. Many of your listeners already know. You just put in your basic contact information. The system tells you who your representative and two senators are, and you can send a personalized message. And because our system, the way it's designed, makes it possible for you to send that personalized message, and they know they're receiving that message from a constituent. Messages from constituents are counted. And the numbers are delivered to the boss most mornings in congressional offices.
Right, and that's what the whole Downsize DC system is all about. It's all about connecting you with your so-called representatives in Washington, D.C., and making it easy, because nobody really wants to pick up a pen and paper and write things to their representatives, or it's even more difficult to pick up a phone. This is literally a few clicks, and you've sent a message. You can personalize it as much as you like, but you can send a message in support of various different issues. You happen to be talking about healthcare today. There's all kinds of other things that you guys are on top of over there at downsizedc.org, including your brilliant Read the Bills Act. People should go and take a look at that for sure. And a number of the other things. Now, you don't have to send messages on everything. Pick and choose the ones that interest you the most and utilize the Downsize DC system, because it's free and it works. It really is drawing some attention to some important issues. And your list of downsizers, the people participating in your system, just continues to grow by leaps and bounds, and for good reason. It's a great system. And once again, it's downsizedc.org.
And that's a good reason to come and send a message to. You are not alone when you're doing it. I like to say that no snowflake believes itself responsible for the avalanche, and so we're just inviting people to be snowflakes. You may think your little message doesn't make a difference, but we have so many people joining you. It does add up, and it does make a difference. That's downsizedc.org.
I know. I still feel that way. I still don't really know if it makes a difference, but I trust you, Jim, and I think you're doing a good thing here, so I keep participating.
Well, I will tell you, I was just in Washington this past week. I've got to meet some people up on Capitol Hill and just off Capitol. They tell me that they know what the Read the Bills Act is. They've heard of it, and they're aware of it.
Good, and that's one of the issues. You guys keep coming back, and you keep pounding again and again. And when you go to downsizedc.org, you take action on anything that you see there, including this this recent healthcare issue. But you take action, and that'll get you signed up for the Downsize DC Dispatch, where Jim will send you the occasional email, maybe a handful of times a week, and he'll alert you to whatever the latest issues are. And it's an easy way to really take action on these things. And, of course, you can opt out of that, but I don't see any reason to. It's really a great way to keep up to date on some of the awful things they're trying to do to you in Washington, D.C. Hey, Jim, your battery is running low. I'm sure you have other things to do tonight. I know you're out and about. Thank you for coming on the show. We really appreciate having you on, as always.
I appreciate you. Thanks, guys.
Take it easy and enjoy your weekend. 800-259-9231. Our friend Jim Babka, the president of DownsizedDC.org. He is a super activist. He really is. And he'll be appearing at the upcoming Liberty Forum, the Free State Projects Liberty Forum, which we'll tell you more about that in a little while. This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday show. You take control.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
This is a market alert from Midas Resources. Since August 9th, the Fed has created and injected $200 billion into the financial markets to keep them afloat, ignoring the hyperinflationary hangover that is the sure result. Data released by the New York Federal Reserve shows that foreign central banks have cut their stash of U.S. Treasuries by $48 billion since late July, with falls of $32 billion in the last 2 weeks alone. Could China be quietly dumping the dollar? The quality of your life depends on the quality of your currency, and the quality of the dollar is poor because the quantity is so high. Printing money out of thin air has disastrous results, victimizing middle-class citizens and discouraging savings. If you have been considering precious metals as a hedge against inflation, you need to act now. Procrastination is the mother of lost opportunities. Call me, Tom Andrew, at 1-800-606-1294. That's 1-800-606-1294.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part, my listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
Tired of those same old kitchen cabinets? Sears has a perfect solution for you and can give you a custom design look to match any budget. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation and save $500 on your new kitchen. Offer ends 12-107. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. Call Sears now at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500. That's 1-800-300-8069. Sears, where it begins.
Looking for a new heating system? Enjoy comfort this winter with a new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust, Sears. With unbeatable pricing and our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Don't forget to ask about our special financing offer. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Offer ends 12-107. Call Sears now, 1-800-241-0746. Sears, where it begins.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231, and it is the SACL, this is Free Talk Live, and that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a bulletin board system with over 250,000 posts. Lots of stuff to talk about, serious issues and fun stuff. You'll find it all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. And, of course, we're excited about going to the upcoming Free State Project Liberty Forum happening right here in lovely New Hampshire in early January. You can get all the details about
the best time to visit New Hampshire.
It's certainly a good time to visit New Hampshire. Get a good idea for how cold it can get around here. But go to freestateproject.org, click on Liberty Forum to learn more about who's going to be speaking. Jim Babka, who we just had on the program from downsizedc.org, is going to be one of the guest speakers. He was there last year. He had a great time, and it was really nice meeting Jim, and I look forward to seeing him again. So great opportunity to meet Jim and a whole bunch of other libertarian, liberty-minded luminaries. So it'll be a lot of fun. Once again, that's freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum for more information on that. Last night, Mark, we started talking about something that I think is pretty important, and it's about saving, and just generally about how if you start saving as a young person, that you could be a millionaire just by making some little changes to your life. If you're not saving right now, making slight changes to your habits can really do some amazing things when, you put it all in a bank account or some sort of investments, diversified investments, et cetera, and so forth. Now, we're not here to talk about investments. We're not here to be a business show, necessarily. This is just common sense stuff. Right. This is the handy tips that people, they're just not taught in government high school. You don't learn these things. Unless you learn them from mom and dad and take them to heart and actually apply them, you will be left out in the cold, and you really won't understand why it is that, you've been working so hard all your life and you don't really have anything to show for it. That's a situation a lot of people are in these days, and just some simple changes can be made that will really allow you to live life to a much more full extent when you get on into your older years. Now, to be fair, this is advice that anybody should take, whether they're in their early 20s, 30s, 50s, 70s. It's never too late to start putting money away. So that's what we were talking about last night, and we didn't get quite all the way through it. So there's a few more points from this story that we need to get to, and I wanted to share the rest of those.
Right. This is, it's something I got off of Yahoo. It's bankrate.com is, in fact, the site that handles it. And it says, don't pass up free money 401k plans. Employer match 401k plans work well that way for many. Although many young workers bristle at tying up their money for so long, an employer match is one of life's rare free money opportunities that are, it's too good to pass up. They contribute usually a percentage, say you contribute $2, they'll contribute another dollar up to a certain amount for whatever you put in your 401k plan that year. And I think it's a great thing. So many people tell me, I can't afford the 401k plan. I'll do that in a couple of years when I'm settled. You can't afford to wait, says Arcticus. Say your company will match 50% of your contributions up to 6% of your salary. Let's imagine you earn $40,000 a year. If you agree to contribute 6%, or $2,400, your company will add another $1,200 on the spot. Mm-hmm. That's a 50% return on your money without even putting it into a risky stock fund.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, you're not going to get a 50% return anywhere.
Nope.
So put it away.
That money's there whether or not you're going to – if you're going to take it, you should. If you don't take it, then the company gets to keep it.
Right. And the more – the sooner you start doing these things, the better. The miracle of compound interest works over time.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're in your teens and starting a job, now's the time to do it. On top of that, you're putting away money on a pre-tax basis, which lowers your income base when it comes to paying the tax piper, the government. When time comes around, you'll have made less money on the books as far as it goes, because, it's tax-free. If you're getting taxed maybe 25% state and federal, you just made 25% on top of your money, plus whatever cumulative interest you're going to make on top of that every year by putting it into a diversified account. You can't get any better return than that, says Arcticus. Of course, you'll have to pay taxes on that money eventually, but in the meantime, it can grow unfettered by taxes. There are also ways to increase your income and lower expenses. And he gives six of them here. Get a roommate, work a second job, drive a fuel-efficient second-hand car. You know, all these people out there that are getting brand-new cars all the time, man, you lose thousands of dollars just by driving that thing off the lot.
Oh, my gosh.
It's, you know, second-hand cars are the way to go, and, unless you're really wealthy.
Yeah, well, if you can afford to drop, if you can afford to buy a car brand-new with cash, then probably doesn't matter that much. But then again, if you can afford to buy a car brand new with cash, you probably don't need any help with saving. So I agree with that advice. Now, you've only gotten through three of them, but taking on a roommate, if you've got an empty room in your house and it's not being rented out to a friend or somebody that you know that you can help out, you're helping somebody else out by giving them an affordable place to live, and you're helping yourself out by cutting down the amount of rent you have to pay every month, or cutting down on your contributing money towards your mortgage payments.
I had a roommate for a while a couple of years ago, and he was great. He would do all kinds of repair jobs around the house. He would help me with chores and things like that. It was a very good thing.
Very nice. What else?
Yep. So use an online phone service like Skype or Vonage to lower communications costs. The phone company, although it has hard lines and they sound a little better, maybe if you run a home sales business, you perhaps...
I don't really think they sound any better. I think the voice over IP protocols are so good today, you really can't tell the difference.
Hmm.
I make all my business calls on voice over IP.
Hmm.
And the only time it's ever an issue is if I space out and I'm uploading something, which most people don't do. If I'm uploading like the archives and I take a call at that time, then yeah, it'll mess up because the upload takes up all my bandwidth and therefore the voice over IP can't work correctly.
So is voice over IP upload also?
Yeah, of course.
That's okay.
But yeah, you got to send your voice out. So.
Okay.
You've got to have a little bit of available bandwidth to use it. But if you've got a broadband connection, you shouldn't have any problems.
Sure. Cook in rather than eating out all the time. Especially, especially when it comes to like work, and if you can pack a lunch, that $10 or $15 a day you spend on lunch at work, you bring a thermos of coffee rather than stopping off at Starbucks and dropping $1.50 or even more at Starbucks every time.
I have to say, it's little things like that that can really make a difference long term. We talked about it yesterday with the example of somebody going to Starbucks every day and spending $4, how that really adds up over time, and you can literally save $1,000 a year if you just cut that one thing out of your budget.
Mm-hmm.
Just changing little things like that, really, you don't realize it because it just seems like $3 or $4 when you're spending that money, and you don't think about it long term as to what sort of damage that's doing to the amount of money that you have in your bank account and that sort of thing. And a neat way to do this is to take a look. Keep a notebook, for instance, and bring it with you. Have it in your car at all times. That way, wherever your car is, that's where you are, so the notebook is always going to be there. That way you don't leave it at work or something like that. Take that notebook, and whenever you purchase something, whatever money comes out of your pocket, write it down. Write down what you're purchasing, write down how much it was. And then after a week, go back and look at all those purchases and really look at them critically and ask yourself, do I really need to have this slice of pie that I bought at, Starbucks or whatever? More on the way. We'll talk about this and hear from you if you've got some tips. 800-259-9231 is the Free Talk Live.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Narnex Man. He's in a dive. He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Nonox Man, and your toenails need Nonox Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonox Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Nonox Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Nonox Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonox Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bilo, and Rite Aid.
This is Donald Trump, and almost everyone I meet has the desire to be wealthy, and who really can blame them? Most people, however, just don't know how to turn that desire into wealth.
Do you have a desire to be wealthy? Do you want to know how to make millions, have fun, and get started on the successful life you've imagined? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how. And he's got a powerful tape to send you at absolutely no charge. Donald Trump is offering to the public his Wealth Builder System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to making millions. And because he believes so much in the power of his system, Donald Trump wants to send you his tape today at no charge.
I'm going to share with you strategies and techniques to generate lots of money, untold income, the Trump way, my way.
Do you have a desire to be wealthy? Then do something about it. Get Donald Trump's powerful tape at absolutely no charge. Call 1-800-930-6378. 1-800-930-6378. 1-800-930-6378.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, the live Saturday edition. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. And would love to hear from you. We're talking about, you can talk about anything, but we're talking about right now saving and saving money. Believe it or not, a lot of Americans just don't understand this concept. I mean, many people, I think, would like to put money away, but they feel like they have to do other things with it. They feel like they've got habits that they must satisfy, and I don't know if that's all really necessary. We're going to take a deeper look into that here in a moment. And also would love to hear from you. You know, were you at one time fiscally irresponsible? What did it take for you to realize that? And then what did you do to change it? 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there with dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
All right, so we've sort of been through this article, and we did part of it last night. So if you missed that show, go grab it online at freetalklive.com. But the basic concept is, if you aren't saving now, what the hell's wrong with you? Seriously, if you aren't saving at least 10% of the money that you get in on every paycheck, what is your excuse?
Right. Do you think the government Social Security is going to save you? Because it's not.
No.
Do you think you're going to have a windfall in the future? You may, but you're gambling.
Don't plan on it, yeah. Don't count. I don't care if you have wealthy parents. Don't count on it. You can't count on that stuff. If you get money from your parents when they die, that's found money. You can't plan for that sort of thing.
Mm.
So if you aren't saving, we'd love to hear from you as to why. 800-259-9231. And if you feel like you don't have enough money to save, then that's an excuse. There has to be something that you can change about your lifestyle that will allow you to put some money away. Even if it's just 5%, putting something away will make a difference. And don't claim, well, I've got debts, so I've got to pay off my debts first. You should be doing both. You should be paying off your debts at the same time as saving. Try to put in... I like this system. I think it was the richest man in Babylon that I learned this one from. If you have debts, take 20% of your money and pay off your debts with that. Then take 10% of your money and put that into savings. Every single paycheck. If it makes it so you have to live, you know, scrimp by to live... then do that. Scrimp by if that's what's necessary.
Eat out less. You know, most people aren't scrimping. Most people are splurging on luxuries that they just don't need.
Eating out, it's got to be a huge one.
It is.
I was shocked. My girlfriend, Julia, she's 22 right now. And when she was 18, 19 years old, she was eating out with her boyfriend on a regular basis, a few times a week.
Mm-hmm.
Dinner, you know, at an Olive Garden. I mean, they're not the most expensive of restaurants, but you're still going to dump $30 at least for dinner for two at a place like that.
Mm.
And if you're doing that a handful of times a week, that's really eating into money you could be putting away. And sure enough, when she ended up moving in with me and leaving that other guy, she really didn't have much to show for it. For all the money that she had earned over the last 5 years, she was in debt, to some extent.
And as I recall, didn't have a lot of furniture either.
Now, she didn't really have much to show for it at all, and she's a relatively intelligent young lady as well, so she should have known better.
Intelligence doesn't mean you know how to save.
Exactly.
It's knowing the tricks and practicing them.
Right. There's a difference between intelligence and financial intelligence, and you really...
I think there's some discipline tossed in there.
Discipline, absolutely, is a critical issue here. So the last tip here was to change some habits, right?
Right. The habits are just a few things as some ideas. Get a roommate, work a second job, drive a fuel-efficient second-hand car, use an online phone service rather than the regular hard-line service, cook in rather than eating out, ditch credit cards, and use cash. That way, at the very least, if you spend all your money, you're not in hock later on paying exorbitant interest rates on the money that you don't have.
Right.
And it says, above all, strive to live within your means, not some Hollywood fantasy. Put together a budget, live in that budget. Let's see, every young person is going to want to present themselves well, drive a fancy car, but it's just not pragmatic in those early days. You have to be a lot more sensible with the escalation of tuition and housing costs. You don't pattern yourself well early on, you're just going to set yourself back. You can't be keeping up with the Joneses.
Right.
Another trick that I think is a great one is never spend a dollar bill. Every time you get dollars in change... stick them in your back pocket or, you know, hide them someplace from yourself. And then at the end of the day, when you go home, put them in a tin box, put them in a little safe, put them in someplace. And you'd be surprised how quickly those dollars add up. You'll probably save $150 a month just
Julia,
by doing that.
My girlfriend does something like that, except she does it with her change.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever she gets change, that goes in her pocket. She never pulls it out to pay down a partial, you know, if it's like $1.70, she won't ever pull change out. She'll pay with the two and then take the change, put it in her pocket. When she gets home, she has a little carafe, like you would normally put orange juice in. She dumps her change in it.
Mm-hmm.
And when the carafe fills up, she takes it into the bank and has them do the little change thing with it. And it turns, you know, that carafe turns into $100. You know, that's one way to do something similar.
It is something similar, but you have to carry change around, and it doesn't add up quite as quickly.
No, you're just taking the change and carrying it home and putting it into something. That's all. So 800-259-9231, if you've got tips here, simple things that you did maybe to change your lifestyle, change your habits. And I have to say, and I know that our longtime listeners have heard this one before, but vices have to be a huge habit you should take a look at. If you're smoking cigarettes, a pack a day, some people do two packs a day. Pack a day, that's $1,200 a year if you're only paying $3 or $3.50 a pack.
Mm-hmm.
You're sitting here drinking Dr. Thunder, mm-hmm. a Coca-Cola or a Dr. Pepper ripoff brand, and that's good. You're buying private label soda, which is cheaper than the name brand stuff. But I used to be amazed, Mark, when I used to work in retail. I used to work at Kmart, and I was just stunned when I would see somebody come through with 10 2-liter bottles of soda and then a couple of flats of canned soda. Obviously,
sounds like a party to me.
No, it was like a mom buying soda for her whole family, basically. And I just felt, I thought to myself, wow, I mean, this woman's spending several dollars perhaps every week or every other week on soda that she could be putting into a college fund for her kids or into a savings account for her retirement or something like that. This is not necessary. You don't need soda to live. This is totally a luxury. Look at things like that, simple little things you take for granted that aren't really necessary in order to enjoy and live life.
You know, I think it's one thing that parents can really do for kids is to teach them to enjoy drinking water. It's good for you.
Totally.
Honestly, when you're eating fatty foods, water supposedly, I've read articles, I'm a little reticent to believe all of it, but supposedly water makes it a little more difficult to assimilate the fat. It's free. It has no calories.
It's good for you.
It's very good stuff. My wife loves drinking water. She's always loved drinking water since she was a little girl.
It took me a while to transition. When I was younger, was a soda drinker. Mm-hmm. And I had a Dr. Rocket, the Kmart version of Dr. Pepper. I'd always have a six-pack in my locker at Kmart when I worked there. And I'd go on my breaks and drink that. And then when I finally was convinced by a friend to switch to water, I really had to push myself. I didn't like the way water tasted. And I really just had to force myself to drink water on a daily basis. You remember, I carried around a gallon jug.
Yes, you did.
And after a while, I really developed quite a taste for it. It's to the point where if I'm thirsty, water will taste sweet to me.
Right. You don't even accept from me sodas. I've offered them to you on multiple occasions.
I don't like them anymore.
Yeah.
But believe it or not, there are times
where... How long did it take you?
To not like soda?
Yeah. I mean, what was the transition period like for...
I can't recall how long it took, because I just totally turned off other drinks for a while and went all water. I drink fruit juice now occasionally as well.
Months?
I'd say probably a couple months.
Okay.
Just constantly drinking water. But now I love it, and it's just something I would never change. I would never give that up, and it saves me who knows how much spending on soda and other things like that. Anyway, let's go to the phones, talk to Gary in Illinois. Gary, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Oh, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Oh, not much. You talk about, you know, secondhand. There's nothing wrong with secondhand in an auction. See, you know, one of these garage sales along the side of the road. I live in the Midwest.
Absolutely.
Hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. If you got a dirty job, you're going to go out, cut wood, get grease and oil all over you. Why go out and spend the money on new clothes? Buy something that you know, it's going to fit. It'll get tore up. Oh, boy, you're out of dollars.
That's a great point. If you've got more, hang on. We'll come back to you. And here, I want to hear from you as well. When did you realize that what you were doing was fiscally irresponsible in your life? What did it take to hammer that home for you? And how did you change your habits? How did you change your life? And how has it made a difference for you? 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you
feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go and amp up. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is that you send in $3 a month, and we take that money and turn it around into promoting the show and getting on more radio stations across the country, and thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty and, in this case, fiscal responsibility. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com. There's some perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only forums, and chat room. Once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. Talking about saving. And it's a concept that, unfortunately, many Americans, they just don't get it. I mean, I wish I could say it, put it nicer than that, but most Americans are in the dark when it comes to being fiscally responsible. They get their paycheck at the end of the week. They've been waiting all week to get it. They go out to the bar and get drunk, and then they continue to splurge and buy purses and shoes and all kinds of things, and cigarettes and soda pop and things they don't really need. Go out to eat more often than they should. All kinds of things. You know, go out to grab fast food when they're out at work, when they could have packed a lunch at home. All these things add up to reduce the amount of money in your pocket in the long run. And if you actually discipline yourself to some extent and make just small, subtle changes to your life, you can really start socking away some serious cash. And then 20, 30, 40 years down the line, after interest is compounded and you've continued to be consistent about putting money away, you could very well end up being a millionaire, if not a multimillionaire. Mm. But you have to stick with it, and you have to be consistent. And what I'd love to hear from you is your story. Were you financially ignorant? What did it take to wake you from your slumber? And what changes did you make to your life, and how effective has it been? We'd love to hear your story. 800-259-9231. Let's bring Gary back from Illinois. Gary, you had a few more tips for us, but before you go on, I have to say, I have to compliment you on your garage sailing advice. Fantastic idea. When I moved up here to New Hampshire, I got rid of almost all of my furniture down in Florida, and it was my plan in advance to come here and just start hitting the garage sales every week. You're not going to find everything you're looking for the first week out, but, you know...
You can live a few weeks without a couch.
Absolutely. Whether it be a couch or a dining room set or whatever it is you're looking for, if you look at enough garage sales, you might have to get up at 7 or 8 in the morning on a Saturday, but if you look at enough garage sales, you're going to find that stuff, and it's going to be dirt cheap compared to going to Lazy Boy or whatever and buying it brand new. And you can haggle it. Not only is the price that's on the piece of furniture going to be better than any brand new store, but you can probably get them to come down.
And they will work with you.
Yep, exactly. So what else did you have for us?
Well, they'll work with you on garage sales and auctions. You can get flats of linens, of curtains, of clothing, all this stuff that was good at one time. And towards the end of an auction or trying to get on to the next item, they'll just keep throwing it in. And there may be some hidden jewels that you can take back, but in your own garage sale. Make that $2 or $3 back. In the long run, you're the one making the money, not anybody else. Common sense.
Having your own garage sale is a great idea, too. You can get rid of a lot of crap you don't need in your life and make a couple of bucks off of it.
Yes, you can. Tax-free.
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely. Anything else, Gary?
Well, just use some common sense. And it's so sad when I go into people, they're in their early teens and their late teens and early 20s, and they don't even know how to make a salad for a home meal. It's everything got to be coming out of a bag or a box. Mm-hmm. It's so sad.
Well, bagged salad's not the most awful thing necessarily.
Out of a McDonald's bag, a Subway
bag. Oh, right.
Because they don't know nothing but fast food drive-through. I cook the steak that I saved for the last 2 weeks out of my freezer, and I got a nice salad, a nice baked potato, and a piece of sirloin. I've got maybe $3 in it. These guys I know, they'll go all the way over to Vincennes or Evansville and spend $3 a gallon gas, $60 on a meal, there back and forth, and I'll take my $52 and put it in my pocket.
Right, yeah, it's $60 on the meal after they've already gone to a movie for two, spending, you know, $8 a ticket plus popcorn or whatever. I mean, really, it's just, and then they go out to have some drinks afterward. I mean,
and then the bad point about it, they swipe that MasterCard through it. They don't have
the money
paying
interest on it all.
And then they pay 25%, and then they whine on payday. Well, I got a credit card payment. Well, use your brain, not your pocketbook.
Well, it's sad. You said it's sad when it's someone in their late teens or 20s. But at least at that point, they have a better chance of turning themselves around if they can talk to somebody with some sense like you. It's even worse when you see somebody in their 40s doing that same thing.
They don't want to listen. They know it all.
Gary, great call, man. Thanks for the advice. We appreciate hearing from you.
You know, that thing about steak, beef costs a lot. And, you know, when for a restaurant to make money on a steak, they have to, charge a good deal. Steak somewhere between $15 and $20 at a restaurant, and those are just the, your average restaurant. If you're going to one of these big, high-end steakhouses, you're liable to be paying $30 or $40 for that steak. And I'm not saying that some of the best steaks I've had in my life I've gotten at restaurants, but I've had ordinary steaks at restaurants that, I could have gotten just as easily gotten a good steak at the grocery store and got it for $7 or $8.
Let's continue with the phone calls. John in Texas, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, John.
Hey, everything you were saying and what that last caller said was really true, because I was in like that boat, where I was spending, living it up, drinking. I'm retired military vet. I'm a vet from Vietnam.
Okay.
And what happened, when I got out, I was working in the city of Dallas, and I was still living the life, smoking and spending. And then I started noticing things. People were getting sick. People, I work with. And they were living it up, drinking and so forth. So I narrowed it down to alcohol and tobacco. So I quit. They laughed at me and said, you couldn't do that. I did it. And what happened was, I would go to the door to go out, and I didn't have much of a place to go because I was so used to that nightlife. And so what happens, I started noticing, I started saving money.
Yep.
I was accumulate money like it was going out of sight. And then I was going to places like tool sales And I started building cabinets, tables. I got a router and started experimenting with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got up to where, you know, over 100K.
Wow.
And I started investing in platinum, gold, silver, and I made money off that.
Excellent.
Right. Easy steps. You know, you don't have to know how to invest first and foremost. What you need to know is how to save. And then once you can figure out how to save, then you can learn how to invest your savings. Now, how long did it take you to get to that $100,000? Just curious.
It took, let me see. I say it took about 6 years.
That's incredible, man.
6 years.
Now, about the buying the gold and the silver and the platinum and that kind of thing, I found that I do like to buy things. I enjoy that feeling of buying things. But when I buy gold and silver, I'm buying things, but I'm also putting that money away at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get that feeling, too?
Uh-huh.
Mm.
Now, what were you spending? Just curious. You were going out, you were going to the clubs, you were drinking or whatever, going to the bars. What were you spending on an average weekend on alcohol?
Oh, my goodness. I didn't think it was as much as it was, but it must have been a lot. It must have been about, $65, $75 a night.
Whew, wow. $65 a night. If you're only going one night, that's $60, $60 a night, you were smoking cigarettes too, right?
Oh, yeah, you know, 2-3 packs a day.
Even at one pack a day, I mean, you're looking at $1,200 a year there at $60 at $60 a week. I mean, that's another $3,000 just to drink one night a week. Right, that's just one night.
Make it two.
So, yeah, I mean, if you're making it two, then you're looking at $10,000 that you've spent on alcohol and cigarettes. And you can easily see how that could add up seriously quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So congratulations to you for figuring it out. And you did it all on your own, didn't you?
Right. And I tell you what, right now I'm afraid of tobacco and alcohol. I don't go anywhere near it. But I did keep 3 bottles. I had for about 10 or 11 years. And it's some scotch, some cognac, and Crown Royal.
Mm-hmm.
They're unopened. I haven't touched them. I said if I ever need them or I figure I need a drink, I will get them. I'm going to give those things away because I think I done beat the game.
How many years has it been for you now?
I guess it has been about 10 years, I think.
That's amazing.
It's a real success story.
It's incredible. Right. John, thank you for sharing your story. We really appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. That was exactly what I was looking
for. Right. This is, his story is something that the average person can do to take control of their finances. You know, there's no reason you've got to be a slave to alcohol and tobacco and all those other things. There's no reason for it.
Now, not to say that alcohol is an awful thing. I mean, if you can control yourself, if you can use it, for instance, as a reward, instead of going out as a regular thing every weekend and spending this amount of money, maybe you save X amount of dollars, and for every X amount of dollars you save, you allow yourself to go out one night.
Or instead of smoking cigarettes, you smoke a cigar.
800-259-9231. We'd still love to hear your story as well. How did you figure it out, if you have figured it out, that savings is an important thing? What's your story? Hour 2's on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.